Burglar Bill by Janet and Alan Alberg. Burglar Bill lives by himself in a tall house full of stolen property. Every night he has stolen fish and chips and a cup of stolen tea for supper. Then he swings a big stolen sack over his shoulder and goes off to work, stealing things. Every morning, Burglar Bill comes home from work and has stolen toast and marmalade and a cup of stolen coffee for breakfast. And then he goes upstairs and sleeps all day in a comfortable stolen bed. One night, Burglar Bill is working in a little street behind the police station. When he comes to the first house, he climbs in through the bathroom window and shines his torch around. "That's a nice toothbrush," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have that." And he puts it into his sack. When he comes to the second house, he climbs in through the kitchen window and shines his torch around. "That's a nice tin of beans," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have that." And he puts it into his sack. When he comes to the third house, he climbs in through the bedroom window and shines his torch around. "That's a nice hat and coat and pair of trousers and socks and shoes," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have them." And he puts them into his sack. When he comes to the 16th house, he stops. There on the front step is a big brown box with little holes in it. "That's a nice big brown box with little holes in it," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have that." In the distance, the town hall strikes five. "Time to stop work," says Burglar Bill. He swings the sack over his shoulder, picks up the box and goes home to have breakfast. After breakfast, Burglar Bill plays with his cat by the fire. Suddenly, he hears a noise. "Sounds like a police car," says Burglar Bill. "But the noise is coming from the big brown box and it's getting louder." "Sounds like two police cars," says Burglar Bill. He creeps up to the box and raises the lid. "Blow me down," he says. "It ain't no police cars. It's a baby." Burglar Bill puts the baby on the table. "What were you doing in that box, baby?" he says. But the baby only keeps on crying. "All alone," says Burglar Bill. He pats the baby's little hand, "an orphan." But the baby only keeps on crying. Then Burglar Bill says, "I know what you want, grub." Burglar Bill gives an apple to the baby, but still the baby cries. He gives a slice of toast and marmalade to the baby, but still the baby cries. He gives a plate of beans and a cup of tea to the baby. And the baby eats the beans, throws the cup of tea on the floor and starts to laugh. "That's better," says Burglar Bill. "I like a few beans myself." Burglar Bill sits by the fire and wonders what to do. The baby is crying again. He gives the baby a football to play with, and the baby throws the football at the cat and keeps on crying. He gives the baby a book to look at, and the baby bites a hole in the book and keeps on crying. He sings a song and plays the piano to the baby, and the baby cries louder than ever. He falls off the piano stool and bangs his nose on the floor. And the baby laughs and shouts, "Again!" "Again," says Burglar Bill. He rubs his nose. "I didn't want to do it the first time." Burglar Bill bounces the baby on his knee. "So you can talk," he says. "Say Burglar Bill, Burglar Bull," says the baby. "Say Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper," says Burglar Bill. "Burglar Bull," says the baby. Suddenly, Burglar Bill feels his knee getting wet and smells a smell. "Pooh!" he says, I know what you want. Pooh, says the baby. Burglar Bill changes the baby's nappy. He doesn't have another one, so he uses an old bath towel instead. Say, for he's a jolly good fellow for changing my nappy, says Burglar Bill. Burglar Bill plays with the baby and shows it around the house. He feeds it again, changes its nappy again, washes its clothes, and hangs them on a line in the kitchen. When night comes, he takes the baby for a walk in the park. Say, run for it, if you see anybody, says Burglar Bill. Run for it, the baby says. At 12 o'clock, Burglar Bill comes home, puts the baby to bed and goes to bed himself. Soon he is snoring softly and dreaming of his childhood days. And suddenly he wakes up and downstairs there's a noise. It is a noise that Burglar Bill has heard before, the noise of someone opening a window and climbing carefully in. Blow me down, says Burglar Bill, I'm being burgled. Burglar Bill creeps to the top of the stairs. Down below, a torch is shining and a voice says, that's a nice umbrella, I'll have that. Burglar Bill creeps down the stairs. The voice says, that's a nice tin of beans, I'll have that. Burglar Bill creeps along the hall and into the kitchen. The voice says, that's a nice Dayton walnut cake with buttercream filling and icing on the top, I'll have that. Burglar Bill puts on the light. And there, with a black mask over her eyes and her hand in the bread bin, stands a lady. Who are you? Says Burglar Bill. I'm Burglar Betty, says the lady. Who are you? Burglar Bill puts on his own mask. Oh, says Burglar Bill, I know you. It's Burglar Bill. I seen your picture in the Police Gazette. And then she says, look here, I'm ever so sorry breaking in like this. If I'd have known. Don't mention it, says Burglar Bill. He holds out his hand, pleased to meet you. Likewise, I'm sure, Burglar Betty says. Burglar Bill makes a jug of cocoa and opens a packet of ginger biscuits. The two burglars sit round the kitchen table. Are you married, Bill? Says Burglar Betty. No, says Burglar Bill. The right woman never came along. And he offers the biscuits to Burglar Betty. She takes one and dips it in her cocoa. Only I just wonder, she says, seeing these baby things. Oh, I got a baby, says Burglar Bill. Found it on a doorstep in a box. In a box, says Burglar Betty. That's right, says Burglar Bill. A big brown box with little holes in it. A big brown box with little holes in it, says Burglar Betty. That's right, says Burglar Bill. Well, blow me down, says Burglar Betty. That baby's mine. The two burglars hurry upstairs to the baby's room. That's him, says Burglar Betty. And she swings the baby in the air. You see, he's got this little birthmark on his leg. And these are his own little clothes as well, what his grandma knit him. Back in the kitchen, Burglar Bill makes a fresh jug of cocoa and opens a packet of arrowroot biscuits. Meanwhile, Burglar Betty tells him how she lost the baby. You see, I just left him on that doorstep for a minute while I was burgling the house. And when I came out, he was gone and I thought the police had got him. I only thought it was a useful sort of box, says Burglar Bill. I never knowed there was a baby in there till I got it home. Burglar Betty gets ready to leave. I suppose your husband'll be glad when you get back, says Burglar Bill. No, he won't, says Burglar Betty. I ain't got no husband. She dabs a little hanky to her eyes. You see, I'm a widow lady. Burglar Bill walks through the town with Burglar Betty and the baby. You know, Betty, he says, getting burgled like that gave me a fright. I know what you mean, says Burglar Betty. Losing my baby like that gave me a fright. I can see the error of my ways, says Burglar Bill. I've been a bad man. Me too, says Burglar Betty. I've been a bad woman. I've been a terrible woman. And just then, the baby starts to cry. Shh, says Burglar Betty. You'll have the police after us. Burglar Bill looks over his shoulder. From now on, I'm going to lead an honest life, he says. And all them things I've pinched, all them things I've pinched as well, says Burglar Betty. All them things, says Burglar Bill, mine and yours, Betty. We are going to take them back. So Burglar Bill stops being a burglar and after a time starts working as a bread man in the local bakery. Burglar Betty stops being a burglar as well, and when spring comes she sells her house and gives the money to the Police Benevolent Fund. And then she gets married to Burglar Bill. And outside the church, Bill stands with the baby in his arms. Say Bakery Bill, he says. Bakery Bill, says the baby. Say for he's a jolly good fellow for marrying my mum, says Bill. Say for she's a jolly good fellow for marrying him, says Betty. And in the distance, the town hall clock strikes 4. Bill, Betty and the baby leave the church, walk down the little street behind the police station and go home to have their tea. The end.